Oh, stop with this, Jorge. Now you're playing the U2 song Stuck in a Moment when we're coming. I've got the song stuck in my head. Meanwhile, in Oakland, the Dodgers have a 3-2 lead on the A's. It was Matt Chapman with a solo home run to pull within one, and Trevor Bauer has exited the game now in the seventh inning. Is that right?
Yeah, he's giving up too many hits. They're bringing in Knebel. Is it Knebel or Knebel?
We're going with Knebel. We're going with Knebel. That's the official.
Are we guessing?
No, we know. We know. At least that's according to Joe Davis. The way Joe Davis says his name, I think it's we're probably safe with.
Okay.
All right, so last night, really interesting. First of all, Lakers just a dominating, beginning-to-end, wire-to-wire demolition of the Toronto Raptors. Toronto was without Kyle Lowry and without Fred VanVleet. They had very short numbers, and the Lakers just blew the doors off them.
Wait a minute. You make it sound like the Lakers weren't without LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
No. All I'm pointing out is people know we're without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. People that listen to this show are already aware of that.
Okay.
Would you not think word would have gotten through to the people that listen to Mason and Ireland that LeBron and AD are out?
By the way, you of all the Lakers, who have you been most critical of so far this year?
Marcus Gasol.
Did you notice that he had his best game as a Laker last night? Six of nine from the field. All right. Very respectable. 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, season high 13 points.
Yeah, right before he's relegated to a lesser role.
But that doesn't matter. He played 27 minutes. He'll probably still play between 20 and 25, even with Drummond, especially with AD out.
Frank Vogel says of his starters, he mentioned, first of all, Marc Gasol having a good night. Then he said his starter going forward.
We're going to start Andre. You know, that's what we signed him here for. You know, we feel like, first of all, we need to get him a ton of minutes to get him acclimated in our system with only X amount of games before the playoffs. And, you know, he'll be our starter. You know, but like I said, we said this from the whole time through. We need all three of those guys. And all three of them are really good players. They're going to help us win a championship. So, but no, it doesn't change that.
But now let's not pretend that Marc Gasol is having a very, very subpar year.
But last night was his best game of your
so-called
subpar
year. You're pointing out one particular game. It's not a good year for Marc Gasol. He has not been good. That's one of the reasons why they went out and got Andre Drummond. Now, there was a weird
moment. Hey, can I ask you a question about Drummond?
Yeah.
How do you play without a big right toenail? I mean,
is
there
no
pain when you put pressure on your toe?
I'd be out for a month with that injury. your toenail being
you're out
torn
for,
off
you're
your
out
toe?
For a month just to go on vacation.
Yeah. No, that one sounds brutal. He's expected to play. We talked to Dave McMenamin, expected to play tomorrow in Miami. So, weird moment last night. There was a play in which OG Anunoby of the Toronto Raptors actually picked up Dennis Schroeder and threw him on the floor. Do you have that play as described by John Ireland, Jorge?
Here is Anunoby dribbling. Wes Matthews knocks the ball away. Stolen by the Lakers. Here comes LA into the front court. Wes Matthews has got it. Matthews dribbling, falls down, picked up by Siakam. Back comes Toronto the other way. Anunoby at the rim, fouled by Schroeder. And whoa! Schroeder is picked up by Anunoby and dropped on the floor, and Schroeder has come up mad. It looks like both teams want to fight, but for now, they're all holding back.
I think they're going to tee up Anunoby for this because he picked up Schroeder and threw him to the ground. Schroeder was trying to hold him up. Fred VanVleet is out there running around like he's not hurt.
Yeah, boy, a new rule, and I think it's a good one, that allows the security personnel from both teams to come onto the court if a fight is imminent. May have saved those two teams from going at it.
But yeah. If VanVleet left the bench area, is he going to get suspended? Because he's not in the game. He was not a player on the floor. He came off the bench.
But I think you only get saved if you're the third man into a fight. The fight didn't happen.
Oh, I thought it didn't matter if you left the bench area. It was automatic suspension.
So Schroeder was holding on to Anunoby, and Anunoby just picked Schroeder up and dropped him like that wrestling stuff you watch.
A little bit of a sort of a...
Yeah, and in the end, both Anunoby and Montrezl Harrell were ejected from the game.
I thought those were two unnecessary ejections. I would have teed up OG Anunoby for pulling that wrestling move on Schroeder, But since Schroeder didn't get hurt, I definitely wouldn't have ejected him, and I have no idea why they ejected Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah, I don't understand that one at all. But I do understand, you see somebody body slam an NBA player, and I'm making it sound a little more dramatic than it was. He does throw him to the floor. But you see that, you would assume that's an ejection.
And Michael mentioned that, you know, some guys came off the bench. When David Stern was commissioner, yeah, there would be suspensions, but Adam Silver's never really been that way. There could be suspensions coming today, but Silver has always been more of the type of guy that says, I'm not going to suspend anybody unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything further that needs to be done in that situation. Do you?
No.
The penalties stand, I think. The penalties stand.
I would agree.
Here's Montrez on his ejection last night.
I don't see anything wrong I did. My teammate committed a foul. He held the guy up. So he didn't hurt himself, and the guy reacted by sweeping his leg from up under him and dropping him. That's uncalled for. And I went over there to defend my teammates just like I would do any other time, just like I would do any other player, or if it was to happen over again, man. That's not the way you do things, man. Like, he literally grabbed his leg and you know, dropped him right on his back, and this man just held you from, you know, taking a big fall. He knew he was going to foul you and everything, so... It's wrong. You know, I don't really think I did anything wrong to be ejected, but it is what it is.
Here's something else Montrez said after the game.
And my beef was with anybody who didn't have a Lakers jersey on, man. That's what my beef was with. Simple as that. Like, my teammate was sweep from off his feet, one-legged, after holding somebody up and dropping his back. So my beef was with anybody who wasn't wearing a white jersey.
Anybody not wearing a white jersey?
Right. Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's who I've got a beef with.
I love that mentality, the Amir Garrett mentality. I'll fight all of you. Bring it on.
Hey, did you hear what Shaquille O'Neal did?
I did, and it does not surprise me, but explain it, and I'll tell you why it doesn't surprise me.
So is the story contained in this, Lindsay? Can I just play this, or does it need to set up?
Yeah.
Okay, so Shaquille O'Neal, here he is on paying for a stranger's engagement ring.
Look at this. Shaq randomly paid for a young man's engagement ring?
You know what happened yesterday?
When did this happen?
This happened yesterday. So I was in Zales looking for some hoop earrings. And I seen the guy.
Harlan, with the blue shirt on?
Yeah.
You went to the mall and went to Zales?
Wait, what? You want me to go to Piedmont Park? You're going to Zales?
First of all, I have a jewelry line at Zales, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
my bad.
What kind of jewelry?
Yeah, everything. So anyway, I went in there to get some loop earrings. And I seen the guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And I'm not going to say the amount, but yeah, it's not enough to me. But I just, you know, and this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, wow. I didn't mean for that to get out, because I don't do it for that, but... Like, the guy just came in, and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hard-working guy. He's like, hey, man, I can come back next month. And then next, like, layaway. Like, he's,
yeah,
you know, he put some money down. But I was like, you know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it. At first, he didn't want to take it. He's like, man, I can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
That is very nice.
Well,
that
he does do nice. This all the time. He did this thing that he used to call Shaka Claus when he played for the Lakers. And he would get, like, a big 18-wheel truck, and he would load it up with toys, whatever the most recent, hot, hard-to-get toys were.
Right.
And completely load it up, and then just drive to a homeless shelter and unload them on the kids. And he did it every year. And Shaq, like he said, it doesn't always get publicized, but he does this all the time. We used to have an equipment manager at the Lakers named Rudy Garcia-Guenas.
Yep.
Rudy was the longtime equipment manager for the Lakers, and he would unload all this equipment in an old beat up van that Rudy had. And Shaq, after he'd been with the Lakers for a couple of years, goes, why do you use that old beat up van? He said, Shaq, that's my car. That's all I can afford. And the next time he came to practice, Shaq bought him a brand new pickup truck and just gave him the keys. And he would do stuff like that all the time. Mark Madsen's got a story that when he first got to town, he was driving an old beat-up van, and Shaq went and got him a car and then took him suit shopping because he didn't have any nice suits to wear on the road. I mean, he does it all the time.
What somebody, Ramona says, Shaq bought Google stock on day one.
He did, in like 2004. He also, you know, the Ring.
How did he know to do that?
Okay, you know Ring doorbells?
It was $85 a share. It's now $1,500 a share.
Ring, he got in. He was one of the guys that met with the founders of the Ring doorbell. He goes, this sounds like something that'll work. So he gave him an investment check, and then they sold the company for $200
million. Told him to invest in Google.
Okay, you guys, Shaq told me once that, and I know he was serious. He said, I have not spent one dime of my basketball-related income. I completely live off all my endorsements.
And I said,
how are you going to become one of those guys that doesn't end up, one of those athletes that doesn't end up losing all your money? And Shaq said, because I got three different guys watching my money and I got another guy watching them. You know, he's one of the smartest athlete businessmen. He's Magic Johnson smart.
See, I wish I had that kind of money that I could just do stuff like that.
Yeah, he does it all
the kind
time.
Of money where you walk through the Zales. The idea of seeing Shaq in a Zales is funny. The idea of walking through the Zales. What is an engagement ring supposed to be? It's like supposed to be 6 months of your salary or something like that?
6 months
I think
salary?
It's
is that what they
like
say?
Four. I think it's like a quarter of a year, right?
Is that what it is?
I think it's a quarter, yeah. But, you know, half for me, maybe more.
Mason, be glad this is one thing you don't have to worry about in life.
Never have to worry about it. By the way, I never have to worry about handing out money either. That's not going to be my department either. I didn't get the dough for that. Dodgers work their way out, of a jam with the A's. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Corey Knebel winds up closing out the seventh.
When are we doing the Masters draft?
You know what? Why don't we do it next? Let's do the Masters draft next. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're giving away that $100 gift card
cool.
to Roger Dunn Golf Shop. So that's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it's the Masters. It's that one time a year where you get that image in your head of Cherry Blossom Lane and you don't want to
Magnolia
hand it
Lane.
In, don't want to hand it into Gardenia Canyon.
Azalea.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Bucky's Cabin is where they hand out the
Butler Cabin
green coat. And you don't want to get stuck in Hallelujah Corner.
Amen Corner.
Amen Corner.
Yeah.
So close. All right. So we are going to draft players in the Masters this year, and we're doing this with Mythical Money. It's a snake draft. It's Ireland, me, and Lindsay. Lindsay is picking third. I'm picking second. And Ireland, you're going to lead off all players in the Masters eligible, and you get them at their current odds.
Right, so it's a $1,000 bet on each player that we pick. And we asked Lindsay, we gave her first pick, and we said, do you want to go first, second, or third? She elected to go third. Mason elected to go second. Because I watched the most golf, I went last, but I ended up with the first pick. Now,
yep.
I don't think this guy is going to win, but I want to see every one of his shots. He's the most fun guy to watch, so I will take Bryson DeChambeau at 11-1 odds. That'll be my first pick.
Okay.
Mace, you get the second pick.
It's a snake draft.
I will take the favorite, Dustin Johnson, for the win.
All right, you get him at 9-1 odds.
Yes.
Lindsay, you now get two players.
I'm going to pick JT, Justin Thomas.
Okay. I think that's who's going to win. That's my pick.
Why didn't you pick him?
Because DeChambeau is so fun to watch. He thinks he can drive the green on the first hole. He's either going to be a train wreck or he's going to be great to watch. So, Lindsay, what was your next pick?
I'll go with John Rahm.
John Rahm. What are Rahm's odds? Let me see if I can find him on here. Rahm,
he's
is 12 to 1.
You
get him at 12 to 1. All right, Mace, next pick.
Okay, so since my computer just entirely quit, I am going to go with the guy whose last name is Shuffle.
Xander Schauffele, that is an excellent pick, and you get excellent odds on Xander Schauffele. He's 22 to 1.
I kid you not, my computer is black.
Okay, you can come up with three more.
Oh, I can, sure.
You have.
Hail Irwin for the win.
Okay, I am going to take Jordan Spieth, who won last week. He's at 10 to 1. And then I am going to take, and this guy is an absolute jerk, but he has great odds. I am going to take Patrick Reed at 28 to 1. Mace, you're up.
Okay. I'm searching my memory, and I'm thinking of a golfer named Colin Morikawa.
Good pick. 30 to 1. And so you get great. You've got some good odds going, Mace, if one of your guys hits. All right, Lindsay, you get two.
I'm going to take Rory and Patrick Cantlay.
All right, Rory McIlroy is 14 to 1, and Patrick Cantlay is 22 to 1. All right, Mace, you're up.
Rory McIlroy.
No, Lindsay took him.
Oh, I just took him.
Now I'm running out of golfers' names in my head.
Oh, the next best odds are Brooks Koepka. He's 25 to 1.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka.
Koepka's injured, but he says he's going to try and play, so you get him at 25 to 1. All right? So I get my final two picks, okay? And I'm just going to swing for the fence here with some huge long shots. I'm going to go Tony Finau at 33 to 1.
Okay.
And my last one is Cameron Smith at 35 to 1. Mace, you got one pick left.
Okay, my computer's rebooting, so Lindsay, why don't you go ahead and throw yours out?
Well, I'm debating between two. I think I'm going to pick Jason Day.
I like that pick. I picked him. Beto has a golf pool that I took Jason Day in Beto's pool. So Jason Day is 45 to 1.
45 to 1.
You hit that one, Lindsay, and you're last. All right, Mace, the last pick is who?
The last pick is my computer's still not working, so I will get to you with the last pick.
No, before... just give us a name.
Give me a name, anybody.
If I were you with your last pick, okay, Daniel Berger, 33 to 1. Sergio Garcia, 45 to 1. Bubba Watson, 50 to 1.
Year of the Berger.
You're taking Daniel Berger.
Yes.
All right, 33 to 1. Good pick.
Darn it. My computer actually did completely quit.
All right, 33 to 1.
So
there it is.
John, now that my computer's broke, you have to do the show from this point. You have to carry it forward.
Excellent. I think, by the way, looking at these, any of us could win, especially with I think Justin Thomas is probably going to win the thing.
Yeah.
But Dustin Johnson, Mace, who was your first pick,
yep,
broke the Masters scoring record in November. Nobody's ever finished 20 under, and he did. And Bryson DeChambeau, who was my first pick, is swinging 40 miles an hour faster than any other player. He is literally coming out of his shoes. So if he's able to hit the ball, it could be really interesting. He might miss the cut, but he might win going away like he did at the U.S. Open.
Right.
So that's it. All right, so coming up next, we got to fill up the phones. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. We have a Roger Dunn giveaway, a $100 gift card from Roger Dunn. It's Masters Week. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Roger Dunn every day this week. You can call that number, 877-710-ESPN. Swing by Roger Dunn Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get custom fit today and shop online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Fill up the phones. We'll give away the gift card next. Still to come is Game of Games. Lindsay, it's your game today, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Lindsay's game still to come. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, so Dodgers up 3-2 in Oakland, top nine. John, we are setting up for a Kenley Jansen save opportunity, I assume.
Is that why you're playing this song?
Well, that's why.
I'd like a couple of insurance runs, if that's possible.
Nugget here from Mark Stein, New York Times. Quote, Davis, who has missed the past 23 games.
Anthony Davis?
Yes. Past 23 games because of persistent Achilles tendon discomfort and an adjacent calf strain. There is some hope within the organization that he will return to the lineup after the Lakers' five-game Eastern Conference swing underway, but any injury that involves the Achilles tendon, no matter how purportedly mild, is going to spook people until Davis gets back on the floor. Achilles tendon injuries remain the most feared in sport, but again, there it is, some hope within the organization. He will return to the lineup after the Lakers have their five-game road trip. That's Mark Stein, New York Times.
Well, AD is on the trip, so they could ramp him up, not necessarily put him in a game, but they could ramp him up, you know, working with the trainers and getting him ready during the game, and they come back on the 15th. So that's the Celtics game, and the first time there's going to be fans at Staples Woo! Center, so that'd be kind of cool.
Do you know, by the way, are they going to unveil the banner on the 15th?
I don't. I'll try and find out.
Yeah, because it's not going to be full. It's going to be what, like 10% or 11,000 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, whatever they allow.
Yeah. All right, so we're giving away. It's Masters Week, and we are giving away from our friends at Roger Dunn Golf Shops a $100 gift card. Swing by Roger Dunn Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Shop online, worldwidegolfshops.com. John, I need a hookup at Roger Dunn. I need clubs so I can start getting ready for our big match.
Well, you can buy new, used, whatever. They've got every club under the sun at that place.
Nice. All right, so what's our game today, John?
All right, well, first, you have callers?
I do.
Okay, so bring the first guy on and we'll get it rolling.
Okay. Let's go to Martin in San Clemente. Martin, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey, man.
Hey, Mason. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Okay, Martin, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Martin, if you add up the total Masters wins of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson, how many would you get?
Three? 43.
Okay, who's the next guy, Mace?
Next guy is David in Bellflower. David, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey.
Hey, David.
Hey guys. How are we doing?
Good David, man. If you add up the total Masters wins of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger, and Phil Mickelson, how many would you get?
Let's go with 62.
62. All right, yeah. Let's go to Sam in West Covina. Sam, you're on 710. What's going on?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, man. Sam. Now, listen to the question carefully. If you add up the total Masters wins of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson, how many would you get?
Let's see. You would have, 6, 11, 14.
Give us a number.
18.
Okay.
18.
Okay. And all right. Last, man.
And the last one is Joshua in Culver City. Joshua, welcome to 710. What's up, man?
Joshua.
Hey,
Joshua, how many?
Hello, how's everything?
Everything
We're
is
good,
great,
man.
Joshua, now that you're here.
Right on. Let's go with 13.
All right. Mace, for the first time since we've been doing this game, someone hit it right on the number. Jack Nicklaus has 6. Tiger Woods has 5. Arnold Palmer has 4. Phil Mickelson has 3. For a total of 18, and Sam is the winner by hitting it right on the number.
Way to go. Sam in West Covina, hang on the line for a sec. I think he was doing that math in his head, don't you?
I do. I heard him.
He was like, okay.
Yeah, he's a real golf fan, and that's what you want. You want to get Roger and these things going to a golf fan.
Exactly, like me.
You're not a golf fan.
I am going to be a huge golf fan.
I'm telling you, there are so many people. For people who don't know, the next 710 ESPN Golf Challenge is me against Mason. Mason has never played 18 holes in his life.
Never.
So this is a fascinating experiment for golfers. I am a 10 handicap. I play golf a lot. I'm giving Mason 53 strokes.
Yes.
So half of the people I talk to, Mace, think I'm giving you way too many shots. Other people say, no, you will not be like, Michael doesn't think you'll be able to stay.
No, Michael says no chance. Because it is a tough course. Black Gold is a tough course.
Correct. So, but you have, now we think we're going to do it as soon as the Lakers season ends.
Can you get Roger Dunn on the line? I want to talk to Roger about new clubs.
Well, Roger Dunn is not a person. It's a name of a store chain.
Really? There is no Roger Dunn behind Roger Dunn?
Not that I've ever met.
Randomly chosen as a name, Roger?
I don't know. I used to do ads for them, and I never actually met a guy named Roger Dunn. It's part of a thing called Worldwide Golf Shops. But we can get you a deal on clubs. Do you want to buy clubs rather than just have somebody loan them to you for the event?
I'd rather have loaners till I see if it sticks.
Right. Yeah. You should just get a loaner set.
Because what I want to do is I want to come out one morning after this is over. Once I get my golf game all tuned up and ready to go, I want to come out to Mountain Gate and play with Ireland an official round at your official course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Keyshawn saying.
Keyshawn.
All right. Well, we'll not see.
By the way, Keyshawn on Twitter says he's picking up golf.
Really?
Yeah. He sent out a tweet of his swing today and said, I could beat Mason or Ireland.
No, he wants to play me, huh? Yeah,
or
Key.
Me.
Anytime, any course. I think he would beat you. I've actually seen Keyshawn swing.
Is his swing okay?
Better than yours.
Better than mine. You haven't seen my swing either.
What are you talking about? I played three holes with you.
Yeah, but I mean, you never saw
my full... The only three holes you've ever played, you shot 32.
I know, but I'm rebuilding my swing right now.
Okay, good to know.
I'm totally rebuilding. I mean, against all, I've got a different swing coach. I'm seeing a swing doctor, and he's going to...
You know, Morales brought a swing coach with him to the Ireland Travis event last Saturday.
Did he tutor him along the way?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Chris, it only helped Chris when he started drinking. That's when it all locked in.
Yeah, that's when it locked in for, Chris
is
better.
Which, by the way, may be your strategy. If it's not going well in the beginning, just start drinking.
The only way I find it tolerable to be around Chris is if I am drunk or stoned around him.
Well, you can bring your vape pen. Do you have a vape pen?
Vape pen, absolutely.
A lot of guys I play with a vape pen.
I could not do anything stoned. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
These guys play better.
Oh, no. I mean, I get rocked. I put on a game, and I spill dinner down my shirt. I mean, that's honestly, that's my life.
In my group, that would actually be allowed. But
that would be okay. all right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Lindsay's game. Lindsay, are you set with the game?
Yep, sure am.
It is Lindsay's game today, and we will do that next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time. It is brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It is in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. It's the top of the ninth in Oakland. Dodgers threatening with two away. They have a 3-2 lead, and Kenley Jansen set to pitch the bottom of the ninth, John. Lindsay, what's our game today?
Today's game is called Real or Fraudcast. I'm going to give you guys the name and the description of a podcast, and you're going to have to tell me if it's actually a real podcast or if I just made it up.
Okay. I like it.
Good one. I like it.
I've got seven of these and then an eighth one for a tiebreaker if we need it.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Number one. Step by Stapp. Two hosts argue that every song written by Creed frontman Scott Stapp was influenced by the 90s sitcom Step by Step. Is that real or fake, Mason?
I think it's a little too weird to be made up. I'm going to go real.
All right, Ireland.
I think it is real. I don't think you can come up with something that screwy.
Jorge, what do you think?
I'm with the crowd. I'll go real.
All right, it is real. So everybody is on the board. Number two, Infinite Jesters. Follow the journey of two men who spend years attempting to read Davis Foster Wallace's encyclopedic novel, Infinite Jest. Is that real or fake, Ireland?
Who's the author?
David Foster Wallace, some crazy novel, I guess.
That sounds fake to me.
Okay, Jorge.
I'll say real.
All right.
I'm gonna go real too.
It is fake. Uh-huh. Ireland, the only one to get that one right. Sniff that one out. All right, number three, The Pen Addict. Friends talk about pens and writing accessories on this weekly podcast that's been running for more than 5 years. Is that real or fake, Jorge?
I'll say fake.
Okay, Mason.
What's the podcast called?
The Pen Addict.
The Pen Addict. I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
Lindsay, if this isn't real, I will start it. I will start a podcast for pens. I say real.
Okay, and you are correct. It is real.
Wow.
So,
fascinating.
Got three, Mason's got two. Jorge's got one. Number four, This Week in Parasitism, a podcast about eukaryotic parasites. Mace, is that real or fake?
Seems like it should be real.
Okay, Ireland?
No way you made that up. Gotta be real.
Okay, Jorge?
Fake.
Should have gone with the guys. It is indeed a real podcast. Ireland 4, Mason 3, Jorge just 1. All right, number 5. This one's called There's a Nap for That. It reviews a nap each episode, from power naps to cat naps to coffee naps to wet naps. Is that real or fake, Ireland?
Fake.
Okay, Jorge?
I'll say real.
Mace?
I'm going to go fake.
It is indeed fake. Ah. So, Jorge's kind of out of it here.
Mason, you and I are close. I think it's 5-4.
Mason's got 4, so Mace, you need to get, either guys could still win.
How many are left?
I have 3 left.
Okay.
Sleep Whispers, a podcast of whispered ramblings to help you relax and fall asleep. Is that real or fake, Jorge?
I'll say real.
All right, Mace?
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
All right, Ireland?
I'm glad you had me go last, Lindsay, because I'm ashamed to admit I have actually listened to the Sleep Whispers podcast.
Oh,
it did not help me fall asleep, but it is 100% real.
He is correct. Very real, and Ireland has listened to it and doesn't enjoy it. Or do you?
No,
did it work or no?
It just didn't work.
Because I listen, okay. I listen to stuff in my head every night. I have headphones. I have headphones on every night, and I listen to positive affirmations.
That sounds like you.
You are doing a good job.
I do that too. It actually, yeah. On the nights I do it, I wake up feeling like a new person. All right, number
smart,
7.
You are good.
You are worth it.
You are worth
it. A clean person. An expert offers tips on how to clean things like blood and pit stains and offers opinions like this one. Swiffer sheets are glorified paper towels. Is that real or fake? I think Ireland's first here.
As you all know on this show, I'm absolutely obsessed with laundry. If this is not real, I will start it. So I'm going real because I think it's too good of an idea not to exist.
Jorge, what do you think?
I'll say fake.
Okay, Mace?
I am going to take my shot at fake.
And the answer is real. Very real. So Ireland takes the game. I'll give you guys the last one if you want to do it just for fun.
Okay, yeah, do it for fun. Yep.
Okay, The Sound and the Fury. Panelists play clips of sounds that they can't stand to hear, like nails on a chalkboard or squeaking styrofoam. Is that real or fake, Jorge?
I'll say real.
All right. Mace?
Yeah, I'll go real on that. That seems
no. I'm that
show.
That has to be fake. Why would you want to listen to sounds that you detest? I'm going fake.
Ireland sniffed it out. It's fake. You're pretty good at this game.
I just want to point out Ireland did win that game, and in the month of April, he now has 4 wins. Lindsay, you've won twice. Me, Jorge, Michael Thompson, Momo, who's going to be filling in next week, yet to scratch.
By the way, tomorrow.
Yep.
Michael Thompson has agreed to do the game.
Oh, nice.
So we will go from the mind of Michael Thompson tomorrow.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to remind everybody that if you missed it earlier in the show, you should go back and listen to our Hour One podcast. It is available through the ESPN app, and you will hear me absolutely destroy John Ireland in Jeopardy in which I definitively proved that I'm the smartest person on the show.
Yeah, it's already up. I would encourage you to listen and see just how accurate Mason's description of what happened really is.
Just a dismantling.
Just listen to it, and now from then on out, you know who to trust. Now, Mace, I've got a
just
problem.
Just blew your peanut head away.
I got a problem.
Yeah.
This is exactly the type of situation you do not want to bring Kenley Jansen into.
Kenley Jansen. It's exactly the situation you want Kenley Jansen in. It's a
one-run
opportunity.
It's a one-run game.
Yep.
All right. Bottom of the ninth. I guarantee you at least one Oakland A will get on base. And by the way, their best hitter, Matt Chapman, is up. Why do this to Dodger fans, Dave Roberts? What did we do to you to deserve this?
Kenley has been really good so far. Last night, it wasn't a save situation, but last night got the final three outs. Got a five-out save on Saturday.
I want to see him in. A non-save situation where he's got a couple of runs.
Just gave up a hit.
Of course he did. He never gets out of these things without making it major drama. And that's my argument, is that if you
have... The argument isn't whether it's drama. It's whether it works or not.
But wait a minute. Now that he's let a guy on, if he lets another guy on, you have to
stick
with
him. No, he's the guy, John. He's the guy from this point forward.
Yeah,
you're not going to the pen.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I do. I do. Guy had a good year last year. And fell apart, granted, during the month of September and into the postseason, but had a really good year beyond that. Was the reliever of the month in August. He finished, I think, 11 of 13 in save opportunities last year.
This is the one situation that I think is the worst for him. One-run game, bottom of the ninth, on the road. I just think that it's a disaster for Jansen. I saw him do it too many times.
Well, we're gonna know if it's a disaster.
All right.
With Jansen as we continue to go here.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he can force a double play or something, but I would do it. Now, Jim Bowden was on earlier. Bowden thinks the Dodgers are going to win. I said, is it ridiculous for me to suggest they could win 110 games? And Bowden said he would take the over.
Take the over on
that.
110.
That actually surprises me that he would say, I mean, that's the all-time record is 116. That was that one Seattle Mariners team, which, by the way, flamed out in the playoffs.
Flamed out, yeah, exactly. See, I actually have less of a rosy view of the Dodgers than he does. Like, for example, he thinks just crown them the World Series champions right now because they have the most talent. And what I always say is it's those last 11 wins that are the tough ones to get. And talent doesn't always determine who wins those games. A couple of bad at-bats, a slump. A pitcher throws lights out who you didn't expect to throw lights out. A bullpen arm gets super hot. I mean, anything can happen once you get it. I feel 100% confident they're going to win the division.
Okay,
that all along.
Tomorrow, make sure you listen. We have a short show. We're only on for 2 hours tomorrow, leading you up to Lakers at Miami.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That is a rematch of the NBA Finals. So tomorrow we're going to cram the whole show into 2 hours. It's going to be the opening day of the Masters. It's going to be the day before Dodgers opening day. It's going to be Lakers Heat in Miami. Andre Drummond's coming back. So make sure you're here at 12:55 tomorrow when we do it all in 2 hours.
Yes, in 2 hours. We'll let the next guys keep you up to date on what's going on with Kenley. If he can close out the save, Dodgers 3, A's 2. They're in the bottom of the ninth now, a runner on, as Kenley faces Seth Brown. We are going to wrap. What's our out time?
We're done.
Oh, we're done. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to wrap right now. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.